with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the first weekend in March. One pause, personal job. Today would have been my mother's 95th birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, so...
And her name was?
Janis Joplin. Didn't sing, though. Didn't sing.
That's so close.
Grew up my whole life around her. Her nickname was Tootie. And I don't know if it was because the beans she put in her chili or what it was.
Oh,
but,
I see.
Yeah.
So she never made no bean chili.
Yeah, no, that's
there
not
There was
her.
No such thing back then,
that's
anyway.
Right. Well, it's a filler, right? Right? I was a fifth of five boys. You piled the beans in there.
Absolutely.
The sticks to your ribs, man.
Anything that was left in the fridge, too.
Right.
They won't recognize it by the time it's cooked enough.
Yeah,
is
you're
that
hungry.
Tuna,
you're hungry.
Mom?
Yeah.
So this Green Menace, I want to correct your last reference. It is not mine, but it was sent to us by one of our board of directors, Rob Russell.
Oh, Cowboy Rob.
Yes.
He just friended me on Facebook the other day.
How about that?
And what do you know?
He called me the other night, by the way, and I have gone online and bought my Kansas whitetail tag, so
okay,
I'm heading
you're
out
committed.
To see him. Yeah, I'm in. So you'll need a guest host sometime late October.
Yeah, or maybe we do a live remote.
If you want to.
Mold.
You should go. You should go.
Right. I should.
You could even bring your bow.
Right. I have a crossbow.
Yeah, there you go.
It's deadly.
I think I shot it when I was out there.
It's deadly. Yeah.
Anyway, too many stories. Green Menace came from Rob Russell. It was from a famous chef he had worked with years earlier. And it's big in Colorado, and I'm making it this weekend because my good friend Bob Dubisky gave me – he always has these food samples. And
well,
that's,
it's because he's a food broker.
Yeah. So he said, do you have any use for Hatch peppers? I'm like, what? He says, yeah, we've got this product that's Hatch pepper concentrate, and it's basically cooked down Hatch peppers frozen in a cryovac bag. And I'm like, yeah. So that's what you need for this Green Menace. Now, the Green Menace recipe actually calls for chopped jalapeno, but a lot of those green chilies in Colorado, the only place you can get Hatch peppers is Colorado.
Okay.
Southern Colorado and northern New Mexico, they grow right in that
they
little
grow
border
with
range.
Chickens?
And, yeah, that's good. Good segue there for hatching.
Never heard of them before.
It's got a unique flavor. That's you don't find them in a lot of places, that little zone. But I happen to have a bag of it in my freezer, so I'm going to smoke up a pork butt and do it just basic pork butt. This recipe that's posted on thegrillingguys.com, if you just go under the search bar up on the top right and put in Green Menace, it's also under the pork recipes if you can't find it, but it calls for 4 pounds of pork butt chopped, smoked, and shredded. It calls for some Evio garlic, bacon grease, all this stuff, chopped onion, minced garlic, a little bit of flour. It's going to ask for a can of tomatoes. I pretty much on anything like this use a roasted tomato automatically. It's going to want a couple cups of diced green chilies and two
cups. Is that
cups,
where you're using the hatch?
That's where I'll be using the hatch. Plus, okay. I won't need jalapeno now. It's asking for some diced tomatillas. Now, if you ever use tomatillas, you'll very often want to roast them. In this recipe, it doesn't ask you to roast them.
You got
to
unwrap them.
You just have to take the wrapper off.
The tomatillo is that little papery covered tomato.
Yeah,
right?
It's a green Mexican tomato, basically. And any of the green verde sauces always have tomatilla in them.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this chili is fantastic. It's not what you would expect for chili. There's no ground beef. There's no beans. It's a different color. And it sounds like, yeah, I don't know, too weird. No, the first bite you take, my mouth's watering, the first bite you take, you're going to go, oh, my gosh, is this great. It's like a nice salsa verde warm with pulled pork in it. And
well, there's another one, Bob. You said you need 4 pounds of pulled pork.
Yeah.
You can't just make 4 pounds of pulled pork.
No.
You're going to make 15 or 20.
Well,
when you do this, I mean, you and I are on the smoker,
that's
right?
That's true. I'm just smoking one butt. Sound like I was in trouble there.
Right.
But so I'll just take half of the butt that I smoke. The other half won't go to waste.
Right.
Jordan's at home right now, so nothing sticks
around. But it does freeze up well, but shrink wrap it, cryovac it, whatever you want to call that, and get the air out of there.
Yeah.
And it'll hold for a couple months in the freezer just as good.
I won't have to do that.
Right, but I do, because typically when I do the butts, I buy the double pack, right? I'll go
rather than
one a piece. And so then now I've got, 20 pounds of pulled pork. And what are you going to do with it? You're gonna save it.
It's on the Grilling Guys website under recipes. It's Green Menace, and it is absolutely a fantastic recipe. I'll post pictures probably Saturday night on our Facebook page, because that's when I expect to be serving it tonight sometime.
Yeah. Cool. Now, when you make chili, I've always thought that the longer it cooks, kind of the better it gets. I don't want to boil it down to make it mush where all my vegetables fall apart, but it's almost, if it's got time though for the seasonings to meld together, it seems like to me it's better the second day.
Okay.
Kind of thing,
okay.
Right? And so that's, again, that comes from making the huge-ass batch, right? And then you never eat it all, so what are you going to do with it? And you eat it for the next couple days because
so,
it keeps
so
well.
That makes me ask a couple questions. And I guess what I always get concerned about are the beans. If you cook and cook and cook and cook,
right.
What are you doing to those beans?
Breaking them down. They're going to be mushy.
Are they getting too soft?
Right.
Do you use canned beans or do you use dry beans?
I use canned beans because I'm lazy.
Because it's easy.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, the dried beans turn out so much better.
And why is that?
The texture for one thing. But if you're going to cook it a bunch and you're using dried beans and you didn't fully cook them when you were soaking them and getting them soft, now if you're going to cook the heck out of your chili, the dried beans are the perfect substitute.
And you didn't pre-cook them then or soak them. You just put them in
you
the chili?
You have to soak them.
Okay.
Because
I don't use them, so
you
explain that to me.
You got
to
soak them in salt water for like 24 hours, actually. They say 12 hours on the bag, but
any
20 at least.
Any type of bean that you buy is dried.
Yeah, and for chili, I'm going to use a combination of pinto and kidney.
Okay.
But you can use black bean,
So you don't cook these first. You soak them in a water bath with salt.
And you'll cook them in your chili or you'll cook them in water depending on the methodology. That's why I say, what's your methodology and how long do you cook your chili sauce? And if you really want to make a roux out of it like you're talking about.
Well, I don't know. I still like it liquidy. I don't want a pasty chili. But I guess my point was not about how long you cook it, but how long the seasonings are in with everything else. And it seems to me that the longer those are there, the flavors meld together and I get a better taste the second day.
There's
than
another
I do the
way
first.
To accomplish that too. You can do it in your typical time method and then pull it off, cool it, and throw it in the refrigerator overnight. It's getting the same effect. Now,
right.
They will meld together, in my opinion, really nicely being refrigerated,
right.
And then reheating again. That tends to, I guess, that temperature transition tends to give you some of the profiles on your herbals and stuff that you're throwing in there, depending on.
Right.
And then I like cilantro in my chili.
Right.
Always.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good brightener when you right at the end. I don't cook it in there, but serve it right at the end,
right.
Put it on there fresh. It's pretty, it just pops, just makes it pop a little bit. But coming up next, we've got a couple more kinds of chili. I see Bob's been to Cincinnati. You've heard him talk about this one before. Not my favorite, but Bob really likes Cincinnati chili. I think it's because it comes 6 or 7 ways, and he gets to play with it a little bit. And then we might talk about a little bit of smoked chili, too. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. One man he resists. One man.